and they used to think that I was just trying to be a smart ass, but I was trying to make a point. You know, it's, they pick out something that you do, and I say, well, Grandma, you had 9 kids. You know, you were married to 2 different men. You know, I mean, so, I mean, you know, if we're going to hell, you'll burn just as hot as I do. And if you're going to heaven, you're going to be just as far back in the crowd as me. You know, so, you know, like I said, everybody has different opinions on things. And basically, if it's right, it's right, and if it's wrong, it's wrong. And you have to answer for yours, and I have to answer for mine. Methodist, I pick at them. You know, and everybody's always talking about, well, I'm just like a Baptist, I get on the back seat, you know. But basically, you know, they're all going to the same place and looking for the same man, you know, or for the same reward. And, you know, if you get a serious conversation, I just challenge them. I say, okay, Methodist, show me in the Bible where you sprinkle. You know? And they'll say, show me where they baptize, and I'll sure do it, you know. Oh, yeah. And sure, I know that the Bible says women should not ordain their hair and all this stuff, and men should cut their hair and look slick and all this, you know. But, you know, that's Old Testament stuff. And people get all carried away on what Paul told the Corinthians, you know. He told them, you know, about not to marry and all of this kind of stuff. But he got to take into context that he was telling a specific people a specific thing. You know, which deals just like Martin Luther King telling the blacks not to buy from, you know, the Jews or the, you know, McCray's department store. This was a specific instruction to accomplish a specific purpose. And it doesn't mean that everybody from now until the end of time is supposed to try not to get married, but it's better to marry than to burn, you know. You know, if you get horny, get married, you know, that's about what it, you know, a lot of people take it to mean. And that was, you know, to a specific people who was having a specific problem. And, you know, like I said, a lot of people get all carried away. So you have to, I think, take it and read your little footnotes and go back in Romans and read and see what it says there and then come back over to, you know. But anyway, fundamentalists, they're holy rollies. Dang, I can get off on the subject, you know. Other than Jews, you know.
Seems
nah,
like every
there's
time
not that many
around,
of them around
there's
here.
There's another government report about what we shouldn't eat or use because it might be Krauts. Bad for our health.
Yeah, they're
oh,
Krauts.
Germans
are Krauts.
Or if it's
even like, yeah,
with a recent
you
know. Report that actually recommends
that's a Kraut.
That's right. The USDA
yeah.
says
mm-hmm.
eat more bread and bakery products to meet national dietary goals.
Nah, not really.
The Senate Select Committee
like I said, it's so occasional around here, you know.
Now they point out that a man between 20 and 54
yeah.
years of age should eat 5 slices
yeah,
of bread.
Yeah, Polak, and you know, people make jokes about the Polaks, mostly because they don't know anything about them. That's the way you do. You make jokes about people that you are things that you really do know about, or things that you absolutely know nothing about. Not enough Polaks around here to worry about. There's no Brzezinskis around here or anything like that. You know, Deborah Rodney is about as hard as it gets around here. Otherwise, it's Smith, Jones, Huffman, Davis, Dindy. You know.
What about Russians or
Czechs? Nah, I mean a Czech's a Czech. You know. But no particular distinction unless they talk funny, you know.
Lithuanians.
Yeah, right. they really are something, you know.
What about Englishmen or Irish?
Nah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's Irish or English, you know.
Mixed or
nah.
What about Scots or French?
No, no particular.
Louisiana French?
Oh, well, you know, that's a Cajun. But where that came from is really wasn't French. It was... the Arcadia province, and of course I'm sure you know about that, and when that got mixed with the southern drawl, you know, the people from Arcadia, they were Arcadians, but it's like Indians, you know, Indians and Indians, you know, and what's he, he's a Cajun, he's an Indian, you know, and people shorten it to be C-A-J-U-N. And a real French kid went to it, I mean a little Spanish kid went to it one time, and he said, what the hell is a Cajun? You know, C-A-H-U-N. I mean, C-A-J-U-N, you know, like a jump in a little Jaguars and drive like Jill. And you want to know what a Cajun was. But Cajun.
What about coonass?
Yeah, coonass. That's what they call themselves. That's, you know, that's a pride name. Like, hey, I'm a hillbilly. Hey, I'm a redneck. Hey, I'm a coonass. You know, they got